Coach Johnson's 10th season at the helm. Coaches don't do that anymore. What's it say about him, and how great is it to be part of that 10th season?
Yeah, sir, it's very nice. You know, nowadays coaches are moving like crazy, so it's nice to come in out of high school and have the same coach and essentially the exact same coaching staff the entire time, pretty much. We have very few changes. So that's really nice, and I think it shows a lot about him and how good of a coach he's been and the legacy he's left and how successful he's been at Georgia Tech over his tenure.
You know a lot about his offense, and how much fun is it playing in it? And is it different than the offense that you played maybe in high school?
It's definitely different. You can just watch it and tell that it's different, but I think it's a lot of fun. It's something that that just a lot of people don't see, so it creates some challenges for defenses because they don't see it and they can't really replicate the speed and how we run it. So I think it gives you an advantage in that aspect that people don't see it very often, whereas what I ran in high school is technical spread and we did that kind of stuff, which everybody sees nowadays. So I like that aspect, and I think it's fun to play in, and it's a different kind of different mentality. We're known to be tougher and just run the ball as much as we can. So I think it's fun, especially as an offensive lineman. It's just a tough get after him kind of mentality.
Tennessee's coach Butch Jones mentioned that they spent a third of their spring practice preparing for you guys. What kind of reaction does that elicit out of you? Is it a sense of pride, something?
Yes, sir. I mean, I'm definitely not surprised by that because, like I was just saying, it's something that many people see, so they prepare for it differently and they want to get that extra time. And knowing that it was their first game, that they went ahead and, I guess, started focusing on us and trying to get as much work in as they can against the triple option and seeing that. So, yeah, I think there's a little bit of pride with it, knowing that they respect it that much, which is good. And, I mean, we got respect for them, too, and it's going to be a good game. So I think it doesn't surprise me, though.
It's not like it gets in other teams' heads. Do you think that it does?
I think it can. I mean, if they're the right people and they worry about it a little bit too much, I think it can get in their head for sure. Just because it's different. I mean, people don't like different and don't like change, and they like seeing the same type of offense every week, and coordinators like seeing that and playing it the same way, but you can't play us the same way you play everybody else just because we're just very different.
Don't you think y'all get a bad rap about everybody says y'all do is cut block and you try to hurt the other crowd, and that's not what you did?
No, sir, it's not. No, it's not. Never really try to hurt anybody. We want to play their best against our best and win. That's what we want to do.
Y'all actually block.
Yeah, sir, we do. And the thing is, everybody cuts. They just cut. A lot of them is just cutting more of their backfield versus their linemen. So, I mean, we don't cut every play, and I don't always cut, and I'm doing different things. But, I mean, we do. We use it. But it's a legal block, and we're not trying to hurt anybody with it. We're just trying to win ball games.
Do you practice against some of the D-line during the off season?
We don't put on pads or anything, but I mean we work
like informal stuff.
Yeah, sir. We'll go like we did stuff in the indoor and just different stuff and competition type stuff and just run anything you can. You love to mess with the D-line and they love to mess with us and it's fun. So
it's a new look and a whole bunch of new guys. And what are your thoughts on from what you've done? Obviously, there's a whole lot to see, but
yes,
from the guys that are coming in, what do you like about the?
Yeah, so we brought in a lot of O-linemen and we needed it. We lost a lot. Between seniors and transfers and injuries and all kind of stuff, we've lost a lot since I was a freshman too. So it's nice to have a lot of bodies there, and I think they've been working really hard. And I'm excited to see what they can do and actually get to see them play football. But I know we're gonna have to have some of them play just because of depth and numbers. You look at it, they're gonna have to have a couple of them play. So it's exciting to see them come in and get ready to see them play.
You played your first year too. So what kind of advice would you offer to someone who's trying to crack the two deep and get in there?
Yeah, sir. I would say the best advice is you got to learn what you're doing. That's the first thing, because no matter how good you are physically, if you don't know what you're doing, you can't play, because you can't go out there and just turn people loose and go the wrong way and all that kind of stuff, pull guards, run into each other, which I've seen before. So but I think the number one thing is you got to learn what you're doing and get that down and feel confident in it too. And knowing when people walk up, you make a change of the line, you're audible, and what calls you need to make at the line of scrimmage, all that stuff's like very important because that happens all the time. They're bringing people in, they're moving linebackers, and things happen very quickly at this level. So that would be the first advice if you want to get into it. And then after that, you just got to keep pushing and getting better every day physically and find something you can work on each day and each week and each month to get better at.
What you get your degree in?
Business, operations, supply chain management. So I got 12 hours left, and then I'm done.
Well, that's good.
Yes, yeah, sir. Worked out nice.
Well, you've done really good to be able to do that and play football, too.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
This is not an easy school to go
to. No, sir.
And that's not an easy program you're in.
Yes, sir. It's good.
What do you plan to do?
Oh, I'm not sure yet. I don't know. My dad was always in manufacturing and that kind of stuff. He was a manager of manufacturing plants. So I'm like, I think that would be kind of cool, working with people and something besides just sitting behind a desk. Playing football and being active my whole life, I don't think I would do well just sitting behind a desk. So I would like to be up moving and talking to people, and sales would be fun. So I don't know. We'll see. See what I got.
Good luck to you. Stay healthy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Two years ago, the biggest problem was injuries.
Yes, sir.
Y'all had a really good football team. When you lose that many people to injuries,
yes, sir.
Y'all got a really good team.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you.
Take care, you sir.
Yes, sir.
Where are you from again?
I'm from Cumming, Georgia, Forsyth County.
Okay.
Just north of here.
Yeah. Do you prefer the small town feel, like the country feel, or do you like cities?
I've definitely always been more of a small town feel kind of person. I think I've had a great time here in Atlanta, so
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew.